This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Pharrell on a bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. A bad seat, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad atoms, bad taste, bad locks, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in New York City. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion show. Got up, should all my then come around, flood to party up. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices. Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Every day, 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. Are you with us tonight from New York? All right, 855-212-4227. That's the number to get benched. Here's what's going on. In terms of the NLCS, you can say goodbye to the Cubs. They're down 9-1 in the sixth inning at Wrigley in game five. Kershaw has him eaten out of his palms. Kike went off twice. One of them a grand slam. So Hernandez takes over the game by himself, and literally, even Magic Johnson was jumping up and down. Everybody knows the deal now, 9-1. If they blow that, they don't deserve to go to the World Series. They're up 8 runs in the sixth. All they have to do is finish this, and they're going to the World Series for the first time since 88. Also, NBA tonight, the Thunder are up 82-63 on the Knicks in OKC. I just wanted to give you an idea. It was a good game for a while. The first half was close. Zinger's got 23 and 10 boards, the double-double for the Knicks. So you don't have a problem with him. Canner's got 10 and 7, decent. Lee, 9. But Hardaway, with all that money, 5 points they're giving him. Tons of money, 5 points. That's what he's giving him. That's just a weak-ass showing by him, you got to admit. And then the Thunder, Mello with 19. PG, 3-13 style with 19. And then you got Westbrook with a common man 18 spot, 18, 8, and 12. He still needs 2 rips for the triple-double. No one else has done anything. Adams with 10 and 5, but all Thunder at this point. The Raptors cover the 12 and a hook over the Bulls, 117-101 in Toronto. Markkanen 17 for the Bulls, Robin Lopez 18, Drew Holiday had 15 for Chicago. Big games for Miles, 22. Valanciunas had 23 for the Raptors. Also, Lowry, 12 and 9 dimes. DeRozan, 11, 6 and 5. Powell had 15. I don't think anyone cares about any of that. I'm just saying, I really want to watch, to be honest with you, I want to watch the Lakers and Clippers set to go here at the bottom of the hour. I'm actually all over that. I say bring that on. I've been on fire in hockey. Senators up 4-3 with 5.5 to go over the Devils in Ottawa. Oilers and Blackhawks in the second, tied at ones. Same thing, Blues Avs tied at ones in the Pepsi can in the Mile High City. They're in the second. Canes leading Ferrell Alberta against the Flames, 1-0 in the second, 13 minutes left. Stars, Coyotes scoreless in the first. Bruins beat the Canucks 6-3. Cover. Islanders 4-3 in a shootout over the Rangers. The Predators get a 1-0 job in Philly over the Flyers. And the Lightning win in Columbus 2-0 over the Blue Jackets. College football tonight. How about Houston giving Memphis fits? Memphis on the road trailing. The last time I checked, they got one on the board, though, in the third. With just under 9 minutes to go, they were down 17-0. It's 17-7 now. As Memphis trying to get back in that football game. That's in a top 25 game. Of course, Memphis ranked 25th. There's other games. Arkansas State blowing out Louisiana 37-3 in the third. Tomorrow night, believe it or not, there's a bunch of games. Western Kentucky, Old Dominion, Marshall, Middle Tennessee, Air Force against Nevada, and Colorado State, New Mexico. So that'll be cool. On a Friday night, we'll have the Astros and Yankees game 6 in Houston, Verlander against Severino. Tomorrow night in Houston, everybody's written off the Astros.
Not everybody, if you walk around this place.
Not around this place. Everybody thinks the Astros are in it. But
they've already made the roadmap, the blueprint of how the Astros are going to win the next two.
I think nationally, though, the geniuses, the experts, the know-it-alls, the super talented, the mega rich, the pundits, whatever you want to call them, all these geniuses on TV and radio. So many talented people. They're all, it's Yankees all the way. It's done. It's over. They have no chance. They got Justin Verlander going tomorrow night. That's all I know. Also, at the half, Kansas City up 20-14 over the Raiders in the black hole on CBS. Alex Smith, 16-21, 203 yards, 2 touchdowns. 1 to Tyreek Hill. The other, the Travis Kelce. Amari Cooper has 2 touchdowns in this game, a 45-yard bomb from Derek Carr. It's not the story, though. Carr, 219 yards, 2 TDs. It's Marshawn Lynch, who was involved in a fight on the field where he came off of the sideline, off of the bench. He ran onto the field during a fight, which is all kinds of illegal. And then he topped that off by grabbing a ref by the jersey and throwing him out of the way. So he's going to get suspended for sure for not only leaving a bench, but grabbing and assaulting a ref. I mean, he threw him. What do you want to know? He grabbed him by the jersey and just shoved him right out of the way. He's in big kinds of trouble. I can't believe... they'll shrink the suspension down after it's all said and done, but he's going to get fined. If they're going to fine Mitchell $48,000 for the hit on Alex Smith, what do you think they're going to fine Marshawn Lynch for grabbing a ref?
He's going to get a couple, I would think, because it's a double barrel here. Not only did he throw the ref, he wasn't even supposed to be on the field. He ran off, just running off the sideline like that would get you a game most likely. So he's got a couple things
working on. How much money will he be fined for grabbing a ref? $25,000?
They've got some kind of a stock thing for each of these. It's weird how the NFL does fines. They're always weird numbers. He's probably going to get more than Mitchell.
So $50,000?
Probably.
There you go.
He's going to get a fine for leaving the field and for throwing the ref.
The FBI sends subpoenas to Rick Pitino and Jim Larinaga for phone records. That's not a good day when they call you and tell you they want your phone records. The FBI, they mean business. Could Larinaga eventually be in trouble in Miami? I think he already is. Cam Newton skips his mandatory interview session with reporters today. The NFL looking into it. Do you think Cam skipped out because it was Jordan... Rodriguez's first week back at work. Oh, that's the female reporter that he doesn't want to deal with.
The one that he had the incident with a couple weeks ago. She apparently didn't cover the team the last 2 weeks. This was her first week back since that happened with Cam a few weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had already forgotten all about her.
Might have nothing to do with her.
I had already forgotten about her 15 minutes of fame. Thanks for bringing her back up. Jim McBride, Pat's beat writer for the Boston Globe, will come on tonight to talk about the rematch of the Super Bowl. We all know what happened in the Super Bowl. The Falcons don't want to talk about it. We do. Jerry Hinnan at 11. McBride at 10:40 East, 7:40 Vegas time, 11 East. Hinnan on college football. He's the man. And then that's 8 Vegas time. So we got a lot going on tonight. And we got our eyes on all of these games. And I'm going to watch Lonzo Ball take on the Clippers. And allegedly the Clippers grown men want to go at Lonzo Ball and shut him down. That's the plan tonight. Now, remember, he's been playing with a bad ankle. He's been sitting. He hasn't been playing much. You know he's playing tonight heavily taped and basically injured. I think he's playing like 70% at best. So we got all that going for you tonight on the bench. And McBride, first up at 10:40. So who hits more winners than Pharrell on the bench? No one. Tomorrow, I gave you 4 college games. If you don't sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com, then you deserve to have nothing. If you sign up, you're going to hit a ton of winners in college football Saturday. Louisville, Florida State, Oklahoma State, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas State, Cuse, Miami, USC, Notre Dame in the big one, Michigan, Penn State in primetime. And then pros. Who doesn't get Pharrell's pro picks at PharrellOnTheBench.com? It's prime real estate, son. You got divisional battles, New York and Miami, Cincy and Pittsburgh. How about Baltimore and Minnesota? The Sunday night rematch at a Super Bowl. Monday night, Washington in Philadelphia against Wentz and company. PharrellOnTheBench.com gives you every pick, every game, every sport, every day. Baseball, I've been on fire in the LCS. I've only got 1 game wrong in both leagues. I've hit every game but 1. Who does that? Me, that's who. Boxing, MMA, unequaled, hockey every night, making you money, pro hoops, already making you cash, daily fantasy rosters and hockey hoops and football. I mean, we do it all for you. Unequal price, $35 a month. You cannot beat that anywhere in the world. In the world. Fans love PharrellOnTheBench.com. They're lining up for it. They call the show every night. Pharrell, all you do is make me money.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So let's go back to Marshawn Lynch for a second, and then I'll take these calls. They're saying, and let me get this straight, they're saying that he's looking at over $100,000, $30,000 automatic, a minimum fine of $30,000 for making contact with a ref. And then you leave the bench to join a fight, it's an automatic, allegedly, a game check. So he's looking at $79,411 is what they're reporting, that he's on the verge of... over $100,000 for this stupidity tonight. Can you believe that? Do you really believe that they'll find him over $100,000 for this?
He deserves every penny.
But you think he deserves more than just leaving the bench and the grabbing the ref? You think he deserves also a fine for the fight?
I thought it might have been considered fighting, just was what was going on, but that would have been a separate eject. You know, other guys might have been ejected for that. It didn't seem like a fight.
Rob Duffy with us tonight. What do you think?
Do I think he should be fined?
I mean, do you think he should be fined 3 ways? For the fight, for leaving the bench, and for grabbing the ref? Or just for leaving the bench and grabbing the ref?
Either way, it's going to be a massive fine.
How much do you think he'll be suspended? How many games do you think he'll sit? At least
I'm going to say 2 to 4. And they might bring it down on appeal.
It's such a joke, those stupid appeals that get them off every time.
It'll be 2 knocked down to 1.
Just so you know, there's some gangster stuff going on in this football game tonight, Kansas City and Oakland. I've seen, like, gang signs. Have you seen this stuff? Like, the player Peters is doing it. He's got 2 penalties tonight for 62 yards. Isn't that Marshawn Lynch boy? That's his buddy, right, Peters? A lot of people are questioning whether he went out to protect him or whether he went out to protect his Oakland friend Marcus Peters or if he went out to protect Carr. And then did you hear Donald Penn and Michael Crabtree got in a fight on the sideline?
Good night all around for the Raiders here, huh?
Raiders going to win the Super Bowl, remember? I mean, aren't they? They're favored to win the Super Bowl, right? At the beginning of the year, everyone had the Raiders, right, winning the Super Bowl.
You'll hear the talk start to get ramped back up that they're back in the mix if they win this game tonight.
Because they'll be 3-4?
Yeah, with a win over the Chiefs, who are just the best team ever. Everybody loves the Chiefs.
Like the Steelers love them because every time they play them, it's easy money.
Right. The Chiefs haven't lost back-to-back games in, I think, something like 33 or 34 games or something like that.
The Chiefs haven't lost back-to-back games in 33 years. Oh, Carr's going to get killed here. Flag's on the field, though. JJ in Milwaukee on 105.7, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty, it's a pleasure to talk to you. It's been a while.
You're the man.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hey, I just want to know, well, first of all, Marshawn Lynch will get fined $100,000, maybe even $300,000. And as far as game size go, up here in the north, Wisconsin, where I live, we're the 262s. We smoke cigars instead of cigarettes. And
that's beautiful.
Anyway, I want to know your opinion of Giannis Antetokounmpo. I know it's been one game, but I want to see what your opinion of him is so far.
Well, it's not for me just one game. It's the body of work. Like, if you look at what he did last year, let's say, and now to start the season with that impressive performance in Boston last night, 37 points and all kinds of other activities as well, rebounding and blocking shots. He is, without a doubt, now one of the most exciting players to watch in the NBA. I love watching him play. I actually really like that team. You got Brogdon. They got a lot of talent on the team. And I think, and it doesn't stop there either, but just his ability to play really above the rim and above everyone else and at a different level up in the air. He's doing, I think, alley-oops better than anyone in the league, including DeAndre Jordan. I think the Greek Freak is the deal. I could care less about DeAndre Jordan's game. I think that he's got game because he's big and physical and can finish. But the Greek Freak's flying through the air like a jumbo jet airliner. He's like a 747 flying through the air, flying through the paint, flying down the lane, flying down the baseline, swatting shots, tomahawk dunks, alley-oop flush rim hanging dunks. He's fast. He can run the floor. He can actually do everything. He's got a little handle for a big guy. As well, there's nothing I don't like about him. I like his teammates. I like kid coaching him. I think they got a swerve about him. He's just an absolute big ticket offering. Must see TV. If he's on, I'm watching. There's not much else I can do. I think I covered everything. He's just an absolute pimp. The guy's game is just sickening. No one can stop him. And it's funny, like, you got a guy like Boogie who's got all that man, grown man move, power, and just you cannot physically deal with him in the low blocks, right? He's got all that, you know, India step backs, finishes, dunks, power moves, all that. But in my opinion, he plays like he could care less. Like he's just so bored with all of it, and he's moping, and he's walking up the floor, and he just thinks he's above his teammates. That's why they got rid of him in Sacramento. They couldn't deal with his complaining ass anymore. This guy, the Greek Freak, you don't get any of that with him. You got big man flying through the air, this skinny kid dominating the NBA. And then you got guys like this that are never happy, and they got boatloads of cash, and they're still never happy. I love Boogie's game. He could be the most dominant big man in the league. He's an absolute force to be reckoned with, but he's been such a jerk and so immature that they had to finally get rid of him in Sacramento, and I don't even think they want him in New Orleans. There's already people talking about him getting dealt again. The Bucks aren't trading that Greek Freak for nothing. He's the entire franchise. He's the reason to go watch him. He's the reason to buy season tickets. You got, if you're even in Milwaukee, you're living there, and you don't have the cash to go to the games, you sit at home and watch every game on TV. If you don't have cable, listen to the radio, because you're listening to that guy dropping 30s every night and dunking on people's faces. If I played like him in my games, because I'm dropping a lot of double-doubles too, Carver High. If I played like him, I wouldn't even come here to do this show anymore. I wouldn't. I just play basketball every night of my life. If I had game like him, I wouldn't even come here. Because that's what's up. That's what's up. If you have game like that, why do anything else? I wouldn't even eat ice cream. I'd just dunk in people's faces. But I would eat popcorn.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Brands you trust like BrakeBest and Wagner Thermoquiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every 855-212-4CBS. Our buddy Jim McBride is a great writer for the Boston Globe. Back on the bench tonight, waxing up Pats and Falcons in a rematch of the Super Bowl on Sunday night in Foxborough. It's funny how, Jim, the Falcons don't want to talk about it at all. I've heard Quinn say we don't have any reason to talk about it. And then I heard Gronk say that the Pats aren't allowed to talk about it. But you know what? I am allowed to talk about it, and that was the greatest joke I've ever seen in my life. What did you think? And can you believe that they're playing in a rematch on Sunday night up there at Gillette? I don't care what either one of them say.
Yeah, it's still that comeback is still unbelievable in my mind. I think about that night all the time. You know, writing two stories, basically having two stories going at the same time because you just didn't know what was going to happen once the Patriots kind of turned that tide in the fourth quarter. So. It's nice to have it. That interview with Gronk was really funny this week for him to even admit that that he's been told and the guys in the locker room have been told to keep it on lockdown. So even when they admit something like that, it's kind of funny for us.
So, Jim, what do you think of how the Patriots are playing these days?
Well, I think they still have a lot of problems on defense, but I think you've seen the last couple of weeks with Hightower returning. I think that settled a lot of things down for them because he was the guy that all those guys on the defense looked to last year to kind of settle things, to get everyone in the right spot. And, you know, his first week back from the injury, they had him playing on the edge a little or actually a lot. And I think that kind of threw guys off. And, you know, Stephon Gilmore had some trouble with adjusting the zone defenses. And, you know, you saw him play much better when they gave him a man assignment Thursday in that Thursday night game against Tampa. And so I think they're still a work in progress. I don't think you really have to worry about that offense too much. They're going to score their points even, you know, the Edelman injury hurts, obviously. But, you know, with Tom there, they're always going to find a way to get in the end zone. So I think that defense is still, you know, they're still a work in progress, and they're still the first thing everyone's going to point to when they say what's wrong with the Patriots. But, you know, this team, as always, is going to be a lot better at the end of November and early December than they are right now.
Didn't Hogan get banged up last week? How's he doing?
Yeah, he was limited in practice. He took a shot to the ribs in the Jets game. But, you know, he seems to always get a little dinged up. He plays so much. You know, he's so versatile. He plays on almost every play. You know, he's upwards of 90, 95% of the plays. So we saw him in the locker room walking around a little gingerly, but I expect he's going to answer the bell.
So Brady was talking about Matt Ryan, and he said, you know, in not so many words, he doesn't need any help from me. Because Matt Ryan is a really good quarterback. There's no denying it. And he's got Julio Jones. How weird do you think it is, to be honest with you, to be, you know, not just to be playing him, but you cannot, you just cannot see them without immediately drudging up that second half of that Super Bowl when you're up 25 points and then you never do another thing the rest of the game and Brady cuts you like a knife. Like Jack the Ripper, he took their heart right out of their chest. How can you see that guy on a pro football field as Tom Brady walking across the field to shake his hand or whatever and not think back to that fateful day for the Falcons and great day for the Pats?
Yeah, especially where the Falcons really haven't learned anything. It doesn't seem like they blew a 17-point lead to the Dolphins last week. So, you know, so many – you look back at that drive in the fourth quarter when they could have kicked the field goal. They could have just ran the ball. They could have sat on the ball and kicked the field goal and made it an 11-point game. It would have been a totally different story. So, you know, they kind of look like the same. You know, I know Sarkisian's the offensive coordinator now and Shanahan's out in San Francisco, but they kind of look like the same team to me with the same kind of really questionable play calling. And, you know, they've blown two leads already this year, and they really should have lost that Detroit Lions game too. You know, that Golden Tate game where they had the 10-second runoff. So, you know, it's funny that they're playing the NFC South again this year, and this game is in prime time. It'll be funny to see if they learn their lesson when they come up to Foxborough.
Were you surprised when the Panthers went in there and kicked your ass?
Yeah, it was very surprising, you know, because Cam hadn't really been playing all that well up until that game. You know, his shoulder, you know, he seemed to be coming back slow from that, and he hadn't really been that mobile. So, you know, that was really the first game where the defense got exposed as you know. Well, I shouldn't say that, the opening game too against Kansas City, but I was surprised because I was expecting, you know, a home crowd like that for the Patriots to lose two out of their first three home games. It was really surprising because I thought the Panthers still hadn't played up to their potential from 2 years ago when they made the Super Bowl. But, you know, Cam kind of made a believer out of me that night. He was on fire.
The great Jim McBride is back on the bench from the Boston Globe. He is on regularly talking everything Boston sports with us. Let me ask you about Patricia and the job that he's doing. How close is he with Belichick? And at any point, is there calls for his neck? Because they don't look like the same team at all. But I know there's certainly definite quarters to the season, almost like a game. There's four quarters. And, you know, here we are in the second quarter of it. And they just don't look good at all. Has there been calls for that guy's neck?
Not really. You know, the Patriots kind of get a long leash up here because of the past success. And I think people are pointing more to the personnel differences. You know, defensive end's been tough for them this year. They lost, you know, Chris Long is gone. Jabal Sheard's gone. Ninkovich retired. That's had a lot to do with it. And Hightower's been injured. And then there's, you know, Gilmore straight out for Logan Ryan. And Logan Ryan is kind of an underestimated guy that they lost last year because really a glue guy, very physical guy, very smart guy. So I think it's the new personnel that's kind of, and the injuries have kind of, you know, are really the big difference and not so much Patricia being the problem. I think, you know, if they go three or four more games where they haven't really solidified things, then you might have more questions. But, you know, so far, really haven't been questioning the coaching staff much up here.
Jim, did anybody that you talked to admit that they got lucky against the Jets with that crappy call?
They didn't really admit that they got lucky, but a lot of them were adamant that it wasn't a touchdown, but they certainly didn't think it was a touchback. I think most of the guys that I talked to thought it was going to be, you know, a first and goal situation from the one for the Jets. I think a lot of them were surprised. You know, Malcolm Butler said after the game, I knew the ball was juggled, but I didn't know that it was a touchback. So, you know, I think that, you know, the referee said they called it by the letter of the law and even on review was right, but it's a crappy rule. I mean, I think that I personally think the Jets got robbed too. I mean, you know, that was at the very least, they should have been given the ball at the 1 foot line.
So you wrote a nice piece about Butler. It's been weird, his career up there, from Super Bowl hero to being talked about like they're going to trade him ever since. Like, what do you get from him when you sit down with him?
You know, he's the same old Malcolm. You know, I think he struggled early this year, and I think the contract situation was kind of in his head a little bit this year. You know, they signed Stephon Gilmore to big money. But, you know, he's come around since then, and he's kind of the same old Malcolm that he was, you know, when he first arrived, very hungry guy, very sticky guy. And you saw that example in that play where, you know, I think the Jets kind of got robbed, but you saw his competitiveness. He's a guy that plays all the way through the whistle. You know, I was surprised that the contract thing had bothered him, and he kind of admitted that, you know, he hadn't played up to par in the preseason and maybe his head was somewhere else. But, you know, I think he's more focused now on the task at hand and knowing that, you know, he's going to get paid next year, whether it's in New England or somewhere else. You know, someone's going to give Malcolm Butler his payday. And I think that's, you know, he's kind of got that in his head, and now he's just focusing on the field. And that's why his play has you've seen an uptick in his play, certainly the last 2 weeks, than you had seen in the first couple of weeks.
It's so obvious what Gronkowski, by the way, they call him Scrap, your boy Butler, but it's so obvious how Gronkowski makes this offense go with Brady. It's unbelievable, their connection and their ability to hook up and that guy's ability to score touchdowns. It really is amazing. He's such a monster.
When he's feeling good, there's really no offensive guy like him in the league. You know, when he's 100% healthy like he is right now, you know, he's coming off that thigh bruise he had before the Tampa game. You know, he's just a guy that's you know, nightmare matchup is kind of a cliche, but he's the original nightmare matchup. I mean, the safeties are just too small to handle him, and linebackers are too slow to handle to see him. You saw him pick a pass off a guy's helmet last week. I mean, him and Brady, you know, they've called Gronk the football savant before, and that's the way he is. And, you know, he was in a really good mood yesterday, so I suspect he's feeling really good. And when he's like that, he's very, very dangerous. There's no other weapon like him.
So what's been the fallout from the Gordon Hayward injury up in Boston? Are people freaking out about it, and are they worried that their season's going to be a problem?
Yeah, man, there were people lining up to jump off the Tobin after that the other night, man. It was so scary. You know, people have such high hopes for the Celtics this year. And, you know, now I think they're going to be leaning on those kids, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, a lot more than they thought. You know, it was a scary scene, really gruesome. And, you know, I think people are just trying to deal with the reality of it right now.
How about Brown, though, the way he's been playing, and Tatum? They've looked fantastic. And if I were them, I mean, obviously they don't want to lose their star player to go along with Kyrie. But let's face it, these guys are going to get massive burn out of this. They could be licking their chops.
Yeah, this could be the silver lining to this injury, if there is such a thing. Because these kids are going to grow up fast. Jaylen Brown is so athletic and so fast. He almost looks a tick ahead of everyone else on the court. Even ahead of Kyrie Irving at this point. But, you know, we like the way he played last year. Now he's going to be more part of the rotation. I think what you're looking for now is who's going to take that big shot in the fourth quarter. I think it was going to be split between Hayward and Irving, and now it's kind of all on Irving's shoulders. So we'll see. Those young guys are exciting, though.
Great stuff, Jim. Jim McBride with the Boston Globe. Jim, enjoy the game Sunday night. It should be awesome. Thanks for coming on the bench, as always, brother.
You bet, Scott. We didn't even get a chance to talk about the Sox manager.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But before I go, I got 45 seconds. It's going to be Alex Cora, right?
I think so. I think he makes the most sense. He knows, you know, he knows the Red Sox organization. He's got bench coaching experience, and he's really smart and really respected. So I think he's the leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah, you guys look great in the playoffs, Jim.
What a timely hit. Can we get a timely hit next year?
Yeah, you're telling me. Unbelievable. We got to see what the Yankees can do in Houston Friday and Saturday. I'm sure everybody in Boston's pulling for them.
Yeah, everyone's got their orange and blue on.
Yeah, I'll bet. All right, Jimmy, I love you.
All right, thanks, Scott.
All right, Jim McBride, the great writer with the Boston Globe. 855-212-4CBS. Kansas City still up 27-21, and they have the ball in Oakland in the black hole leading the Raiders.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.